On Tuesday, the State Education Department and the Attorney General released a report on the death of 14-year-old Trevion Rowe. You can find the full report on our website, WXXINews.org. Just hours after the report was released, WXXI's James Brown talked with State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia.
I think a lot of people who are getting this report are wondering is, why does it take a year for this kind of report to come out?
I think it's important to know the process that was used. We reviewed hundreds of pages of policy documents and email correspondence. We conducted multiple site visits and interviewed approximately 50 staff members and members of Trevion Rowe's family. This was a joint civil investigation with the AG's office, and it was clear that we needed to be specific and to know exactly what was in the procedures and policies, but then exactly how those were being carried out in the schools. And that kind of thing takes a lot of time with a lot of staff members. So this was done for the purpose of thoroughness and to make sure that we clearly could use the information, come up with specific recommendations, and that any district across New York State that read this scenario and the situation that occurred with Trevion Rowe in Rochester could take that information and make sure that they were not in a situation where this could occur to any other child in the state.
Can you give us a bit more on how this could have happened?
Well, I think it was certainly a breakdown in a number of systems that that should be in place and in many places are in place and are working very well across the state to support students, related to the mental health services that were obviously needed with this student. It was clear that there were inadequate responses to things that should have been triggers for mental health services to be provided for Trevion. We found that potentially inadequate and delayed services for the mental health treatment, overly narrow application of what behavioral intervention plans could have been, and a consistent lack of documentation where there were behavior crises that would have triggered then long-term plans be put in place. But those things did not occur because it wasn't constantly documented in his IEP and in meetings, meeting notes that should have occurred. Relative to special education, providing the services when a student moves into the district is extremely important. Trevion came in from a district in Texas. How he was actually documented in terms of the services provided were not really reflective of all of his needs. And we really believe that special education process needs to be looked at very closely. Regarding attendance policies, which were policies not only for students who had special needs, but for all students, the attendance policies were overly permissive in the fact that they allowed school staff to submit their attendance records days, weeks, and sometimes even months after a class that they were taking attendance in. The staff could freely make changes to the records even after the submission without meaningful oversight. And there was an inadequate and untimely system for parental notification of unexcused absences so that a parent would know that their child either was in class or wasn't in class. And school administrators failed to play an active role or meaningful role in ensuring that attendance was taken in a timely and accurate manner. And if attendance is taken properly, then the school, the administrators, and the parents would ultimately know the student wasn't there for a particular class. When that doesn't occur in a timely way, then you have the kind of tragedies that we see occur when we don't know where children are, particularly children who are challenged and have mental health needs. And then the school safety and transportation issues, insufficient procedures to ensure that that students arrive safely and they dismiss into the buses and get home. There's no centralized policy for creating and maintaining safety and emergency plans for individual students such as Trevion. And the staff needs to be trained on exactly what that centralized policy is. And generally, I think it's important that there is a school environment that is orderly and that has these procedures clearly identified and all staff trained so that everything is always done the same way to support students and consistent, have consistency with their students and with their needs. So this revealed an astounding lack of support from the school for Trevion and at every level regarding mental health, special education, and just basic safety and procedures at school were not in place.
What do you say to the community members, the families who would hear something like this from you and no doubt be alarmed by all of this?
I think that the parents need to be active participants and partners with schools. And if they feel like that there is not a procedure and policy in place related to the safety for their children, and they see that things aren't happening in a way that would be conducive to them knowing exactly where their students were when they were in school and that they in fact were at school, then they need to make sure that they get immediately to the school and that they work with the school district to improve and to make those changes that are necessary.
You also mentioned lack of documentation and poor attendance taking policies and execution. Obviously, you looked into terms of Trevion. How widespread is this? Are these practices?
Well, as you're, I'm sure, aware, we have a distinguished educator, Dr. Jaime Aquino, that is working in Rochester right now. And we know that some of these practices are widespread, and I'm sure after reading this report, it's clear what needs to be done in all schools, but I know that some of these issues were addressed after the tragedy occurred with Trevion. So we are looking at exactly what is occurring in not only in Rochester. We want this investigation to be available to other districts so that they can say we've reviewed these things and we are in place. We have procedures and policies in place to make sure that our children are safe in school and that some of these issues that occurred with Trevion don't occur in other places. In Rochester particularly, I think it's clear there was a lack of systemic procedures and policies related to what needs to occur for students, particularly for special needs students in all schools, and that and on attendance and bus safety. Those are things that need to occur with every student. So this has to be a focus on what it occurs and gets straightened out in the Rochester City school system.
Does this factor into your decisions about the district's future?
Well, certainly it is a factor. I mean, this was a very extensive study that was done. Overall, we found major issues in a number of areas, and those systemic failures need to be addressed. And it does certainly affect any interactions that we have in the future with the Rochester City School District.
I spoke with Board President Van White earlier. He said that the district is making some efforts. What do you think of those?
Well, we have a lot of work to do. Certainly the board chair is aware. He will have the opportunity to read through this and work with his staff, but I think we have a lot of work to do as well.
Is there anything else you would like to share or express to the rest of Rochester?
No, I think that the investigation that was done on this tragedy is something that we all need to take seriously, and we need to address these issues in the systemic improvements that are required in Rochester.